Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has made for us, and we are grateful to Him for it. Let me encourage you from the beautiful scripture in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3 and 4. The scripture says, "The Lord said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt." Hallelujah. What a beautiful verse, and what a beautiful word of restoration and encouragement. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, that no matter what difficult situation you may be, let me assure you of, you know, the security that is in God's eternal love. And He very candidly speaks. Very candidly, and he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness, or with loving kindness. God has always drawn us to his love by his loving kindness, and he never fails. You know, the love of man may fail, the love of your family may fail, the love of your community may fail. And we see it all around, that how wars are breaking out and how things go awry in relationships all around. But let me tell you, when God loves you, his love is eternal. You can rest in his love. You can know for sure that if he has said that I love you, he loves you. He never backtracks on his covenant. He never goes back to in his word, but he always comes through, and he is a God who loves us. That's why he's called God is love. God is love. Amen. And so be encouraged today, no matter what crossroads you are in of your life. You will hear the Master's voice. You will hear the voice of restoration. You'll hear the voice of encouragement. You'll hear and you will know which path to take. So be rest assured. Draw nigh to him. Ask him. And he will guide you through in your difficult situation. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that the Lord wants to bless you with health and strength, vigor and vitality. Today is the day that God wants to prosper you. Today is the day that he has best interest in his mind concerning your life. So remember that, and always be rest assured in his love for you. Amen. So be encouraged, be strong. I was listening to a very beautiful hymn by George Matheson. And he wrote this beautiful hymn called, O love that wilt not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in the sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life, and shall endless be. Amazing hymn. And this will really bless your heart. So let me encourage you. Be blessed, be strong, be courageous, and know that Jesus loves you the most. And you are cared and you are highly valued in his eyes. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We appreciate you. We love you. We exalt you. Father God Almighty, we only love you, O Father, because you loved us first. You showed us your love. You loved us with eternal love. And we thank you for your assurance of your love in our hearts. Lord, you not only said that you love us, but you died on the cross. You sent your son to die on the cross of Calvary, that by his death, you proved that you loved humanity, that you loved us. You saved us. You healed us. You delivered us. You made us your sons and daughters. And therefore, Lord, we want to say thank you. We bless you and we give you the praise. Today, I pray, you will fill our hearts with agape love. Lord, fill our bowels with compassion. Fill our mind with the mind of Jesus. Lord, that we will be great ambassadors of Christ on this earth, O God. We'll represent you correctly on this earth. O Lord, our life and our lifestyle will depict the glory of the living God. That's what I pray. Today, Lord, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, I pray that you will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders. And Lord, I pray that you will take away every pain from their midst, O Father. I pray that Lord God Almighty will bless the work of their hands, O God, and you'll prosper them. Abba, Father, I also pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your healing in their bodies right now in Jesus' name. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I speak health, strength, vigor, and vitality. For by your stripes and by your wounds, we were healed, and we thank you for that, O God. We give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.